I'm very excited, like, just the fact that Pinehurst is where the US Open is in Hell this year, and it's a really nice course.
You qualified by finishing fourth in Scotland in your age group. What was it like playing in that big tournament, Jack?
Scotland was good. The first day I kind of played well, and then the second day it was just bad weather. Then hoped good. Then at the third day, then that I pulled it back with a good score, and I got to finish in the top five.
Did you have hopes of finishing in the top five before you went to Scotland, Jack?
I thought I would have been good enough to get like top 10, but I didn't think I really get to top 5. Like.
And at 12 years of age, are you playing a lot of golf? Because you do a lot at home in Ireland, do you, Jack?
Yeah, I play about five to seven days a week.
Good man, and your handicap's very impressive as well. Did it take you long to get as far as 6?
It took me about, how long I've been playing golf, right, like this yeah. last 5 years.
So you started playing golf, what, at 6 or 7, was it, Jack?
Yes, yeah, 7 years of age.
Very good. And obviously down playing there in the local club in Buncrana, was it?
Yep.
When did you realise, Jack, that you were good at golf?
Well, I realised that I was good at golf whenever I, 2 years ago, in 2012 in Scotland, whenever I finished 8th. And then I had a fair idea then, like.
And who is your big golfing hero at the minute, Jack?
I'd say Graeme McDowell, probably.
Very good. So you like following the Ulster boys and the Irish boys, do you?
Yeah, I like following them.
Yeah. Have you met any of the big names in golf?
I met them at the Irish Open in Portrush in 2012, I think it was. And, yeah, Graeme was really nice.
Yeah. Did he give you any encouragement and I suppose any tips on playing the game, did he?
Aye, he says just keep with it.
Well, you're going to have to keep with it next week in America. What do you know about the Pinehurst course, Jack?
I think since whenever the Open was on, it was playing very hard and it was dry and it looked very burnt.
And would that be one of your favourite courses to watch players play on, is it? Because I'm sure you've seen it a couple of times now with the US Open obviously being there.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's a course where, like, a high scoring would win, like, because it's that tight of a course.
Can you see yourself as being a high score golfer, Jack?
Hopefully, I know, if I just keep at it.
Yeah. And what do you know now about this tournament that you're going into next week, the World Team Championships? Because I'm sure over the last number of weeks and since you qualified from Scotland, you're doing a lot of homework on it, are you?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of homework about it.
And can you, what's your aims for Pinehurst, Jack?
I'd say just play my own game and hopefully I'll do well.
And just finally, Jack, are you getting a lot of encouragement from everybody down in Buncrannon and Ishuan over the last number of weeks?
Yeah, the club's been very supportive and the whole town of Buncrannon.
Well, Jack, many thanks for talking to us on Highland Radio Sport and the best of luck. And hopefully you put up a strong performance and have a good number of rounds there in the big course.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Oisín.